This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. For a while now, the talk about healthcare.gov has been all about trouble getting signed up. Well, the focus on the Hill today shifts to potential security risks for folks who do manage to sign up. Henry Chow, the deputy IT chief at the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, will face questions in Congress today. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Last month, Ben Simo, a professional software tester, tried to enroll his granddaughter in an insurance plan at healthcare.gov. As the glitches mounted, Simo, the former president of the Association of Software Testing, started poking around. He found it was pretty simple to obtain a person's name and email address, a field day for a hacker.
Armed with that information, someone could potentially engage in phishing to trick someone into giving them access to their account.
Simo alerted the federal government, and IT health officials have begun patching security problems within healthcare.gov. But that's no guarantee to consumers.
If my mom asked, I think that the honest answer would be, I just don't think we can know whether or not this site is safe.
Matthew Prince is the CEO of Cloudflare, a company that works with federal agencies to help protect sensitive information. He says it's possible to enhance protections, but can't say whether that's happened.
We need to understand exactly what is going on behind the scenes and how data is being secured.
In a statement, health officials say consumers can trust their information is protected by, quote, stringent security standards. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.